Mameha stopped to watch me as I stood there still as a tree and with my eyes the size of rice crackers. I didn't cry out or clap my hands, but I was so delighted I couldn't speak. Finally, I bowed to Mameha and thanked her. "You're going to make a fine geisha," she said, "but you'll make an even better one if you put some thought into the sorts of statements you make with your eyes." "I've never been aware of making any statement with them at all," I said. "They're the most expressive part of a woman's body, especially in your case. Stand here a moment, and I'll show you." Mameha walked around the corner, leaving me alone in the quiet alleyway. A moment later, she strolled out and walked right past me with her eyes to one side. I had the impression she felt afraid of what might happen if she looked in my direction. "Now, if you were a man," she said, "what would you think?" "I'd think you were concentrating so hard on avoiding me that you couldn't think about anything else." "Isn't it possible I was just looking at the rain spouts along the base of the houses?" "Even if you were, I thought you were avoiding looking at me." "That's just what I'm saying. A girl with a stunning profile will never accidentally give a man the wrong message with it. But men are going to notice your eyes and imagine you're giving messages with them even when you aren't. Now watch me once more." Mameha went around the corner again and this time came back with her eyes to the ground, walking in a particularly dreamy manner. Then, as she neared me, her eyes rose to meet mine for just an instant and very quickly looked away. I must say, I felt an electric jolt. If I'd been a man, I would have thought she'd given herself over very briefly to strong feelings she was struggling to hide. "If I can say things like this with ordinary eyes like mine," she told me, "think how much more you can say with yours. It wouldn't surprise me if you were able to make a man faint right here on the street." "Mameha-san," I said, "if I had the power to make a man faint, I'm sure I'd be aware of it by now." "I'm quite surprised you aren't. Let's agree, then, that you'll be ready to make your debut as soon as you've stopped a man in his tracks just by flicking your eyes at him." I was so eager to make my debut that even if Mameha had challenged me to make a tree fall by looking at it, I'm sure I would have tried. I asked her if she would be kind enough to walk with me while I experimented on a few men, and she was happy to do it. My first encounter was with a man so old that, really, he looked like a kimono full of bones. He was making his way slowly up the street with the help of a cane, and his glasses were smeared so badly with grime that it wouldn't have surprised me if he had walked right into the corner of a building. He didn't notice me at all. So we continued toward Shizhou Avenue. Soon I saw two businessmen in western suits, but I had no better luck with them. I think they recognized Mameha, or perhaps they simply thought she was prettier than I was, for in any case they never took their eyes off her.